This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day. As we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information, presented by Roseburg Foot and Ankle Specialists. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Wrapping up in just a few more performances of Almost Maine at Umpqua Community College Theater Arts, Professor Bart is on our stage to talk about what's going on.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
So how have things gone so far?
It's been great. It has been so fun to watch audiences come out of this show just smiling and being all excited about what they just saw. We had our first weekend last weekend, and this weekend is our final weekend of the funny romantic comedy Almost Maine. So don't miss it. Get yourself down to Umpqua Community College this weekend.
And you've got the bonus that a lot of theater productions don't have going into the last weekend. You've got not three, but four shows.
That's right. We have a show tonight, Friday night, Saturday night, but there's also a Saturday matinee and a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock.
Which means when people show up on Saturday, they're not going home.
No.
Not the audience, but the actors.
That's right. They get pizza like good college students do.
Ah, that's why everybody gets into college theater. It's for the pizza.
That's right.
So,
Yeah, it's a delightful show. It's 25 students all together. So we have the Umpqua Singers performing a song that was created, written music and lyrics by our own Jason Heald, the director of music at the college. And so there's a bunch of romantic comedy scenes with a song in between. It's just a delightful evening.
And I mean, with all the stress and tension and crazy economy and all of that stuff going on right now, people might be ready for a romantic comedy.
That's exactly right. Come on down for a good time tonight at 7 o'clock.
Well, all right. We're going to talk to Bethany Lander, who is one of the actors in this. How long have you been doing theater?
About a few weeks now, actually.
Really? Your first time?
It is. I'm actually originally an Umpqua singer, and I was able to fit acting into my schedule this term, and Professor Bart asked me to participate, and it has been so much fun.
So are you in both places then?
Yes. Backstage, I have to go back and forth and do a costume change and sing as loud as I can from the sides while they're singing a few songs. It's a little hectic, but good.
Wow. This is like a new thing to be in both roles.
Yes, definitely. The Umpqua Singers has been, my bread and butter, my dream come true for the last school year. So this is a great crowning achievement, kind of.
Wow. So what are your thoughts about maybe other things you want to do in theater?
I'm not sure how many opportunities I'll have for school. I'm transferring to University of Oregon next year. But I think I'd love to be involved in community theater once I finish school, probably.
And what do you like best so far about this this whole thing, the whole Almost Maine production?
Well, for me, the songs that we have are so much fun, and some of them are beautiful, and they're jazzy, and some of them make you want to dance. And then acting, it's totally new to me to be able to play with emotions that I don't normally get to play with and experiment with, and it's kind of freeing to be that person, just totally new and awesome.
But playing with those emotions when there's people in the crowd that are 20 feet away?
It can be intense, actually. Most of the play is happy and lots of laughs, but my particular scene is a little intense, and you'll get to see it up close.
Do you, in the performances you've done, do you find yourself adjusting the way you're doing, delivering lines?
Usually I'm adjusting depending on my scene partner, not so much on the audience. Though the audience does help a lot, because if they're laughing and gasping in the right places before I go on, then I'm much more at ease. And if they're stone silent, I'm a little bit nervous.
And so that would be different than if you were, for instance, filming this with no audience.
I believe so. I haven't ever filmed it like that, though, so I can't say for sure.
So let's talk to Lakota Blackwell about what you are doing in this production. Tell us.
Hello. I am playing as this guy called Phil. He's very angry, depressed, sort of sad, blue-collar worker, and he's having a hard time with his wife.
That sounds like a story I've heard before.
Oh, yeah, it's dime a dozen around here in South County. And Beth is actually my scene partner, and she had to fill in for last week's, who was a different person, Tasia. So we have a different person filling that role, and she's doing great.
How long have you been acting?
Since my senior year of high school, so about a year and a half to 2 years.
And what got you interested in doing it?
Kind of just a leap of faith. I never tried it, so I just thought I might as well go to an audition and see what happens, and I was pretty good at it.
What about being in an intimate setting like what you have at the college? Is that a little daunting?
Studying as well as acting?
Well, no, just in terms of having the crowd so close to you.
Oh, it's when I'm on the stage and I'm performing, that the crowd sort of just fades away. I don't really, I block it out.
Interesting, because everybody kind of approaches that a little bit differently. What do you think about future things you'd like to do with acting?
I would love to be involved in more musicals. I'm involved in one right now, Frozen the Musical, with You Act. I'm excited for that. I'm performing as the king and ensemble. Super excited for that. It's over the summer.
And so you're getting ready for that while you're doing this.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Man, do you ever find yourself in the wrong play?
Not yet. I'm usually where I need to be.
I mean, at least they're not being executed at the same time. I mean, if you were on stage at two different places, that'd probably be hard.
You know, yeah, it would be, but I have missed a lot of rehearsal for Frozen just because of this, but I'm okay with that.
What do you like about best about this whole production of Almost Maine?
Shoot, there's so many things I could. I am in love with the music. Our music director at UCC, it's so good. It just fits the theme of this little rom-com so well. And my peers, they're very good actors. I'm very entertained by them.
I want to ask Bethany one more question. What do you, you've got four performances left. What do you think about in terms of what it's going to feel like when it's all done?
Oh, I mean, I'll probably feel like a deflated balloon, which was super fun and awesome while it lasted. And then now it's like, what next? So I'm sure I'm going to have to find something to fill that acting void for me.
Well, I've always wondered about that because so much intensity goes into doing that. And then suddenly, you're done.
Yeah, it will definitely be a letdown, especially for my part, because I was just asking Professor Bart, was it too much when I did it? And he said, oh, no, you could go even more. So it's going to get even bigger tonight.
All right. So Professor Bart, people haven't been out there yet. Kind of talk about time, where, and all that.
Yeah, it's at the Whipple Fine Arts Center. It's at 7 o'clock tonight and tomorrow at 7 o'clock. And there's also a matinee at 2 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. And the wonderful thing is we have wine from the Wine Institute, and it's at bistro tables, so you can have a glass of wine and some charcuterie and dessert and enjoy a wonderful night out at the Whipple Fine Arts Center.
All right, so just a few more performances, and gosh, late May, when does UCC get out?
We get out on June 12th in 3 weeks, so it's coming in fast. The summer is coming, but don't miss this show. It's a delightful show, and I look forward to seeing you there.
All right. A romantic comedy in two acts featuring the Umpqua singers Almost Maine. Wrapping up this weekend, Professor Bart and Lakota and Bethany, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us. See you at Almost Maine.
All right. 1245, our second segment in a moment on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.